What's going on, guys? Adil is back again today with another episode. On today's one, we're going to talk about three different kinds of products you can have on your e-commerce, dropshipping, or branded stores. It comes down to three different kinds of products. There's a lot of people out there that like keep asking me, how do you find the winning products, or where do you outsource your winning products? Well, if you guys are familiar with this method, it's called the AliExpress dropshipping. Basically, it's like you dropship from AliExpress. It's a website that has probably millions of different suppliers that sell different products, different niches, and it just depends on you and what kind of products you would like to have on your store. But it comes down to three different products. You don't have to overcomplicate things as a lot of you guys do, because you know, when it comes down to choosing the right products for your store, you just like, there's a lot of people out there that I know, and I keep telling them not to do this because it's kind of confuses the customers, and you know, you make your website look completely not trustworthy, you know. So you have to be very careful. Focus on the main things. Keep the main things. You know, don't overcomplicate and bring completely different products into your website. So I see some kind of, yeah, it's fine to have a general store where you have like different products, but at least make sure you organize them into like collections. Not just put everything into your homepage and then that's say you expect people to just come in and start buying from a website that is completely like, I don't know, it's like a mess on that website. Whenever like you see everything is not organized, the titles, it's just not organized. You have to be very organized when it comes to setting up your own website, especially with Shopify. Shopify is a platform that makes things very easy for you guys to start your own e-commerce business. You don't have to hire a developer who can like charge you thousands and thousands of dollars to set up your website. With Shopify, they make everything simple and easy. You don't have to be tech savvy to be able to set up your website. You can set up a website in less than 12 hours. If you really, really like struggling with this kind of tech stuff, then it's gonna take you 24 hours. I promise you, like that's all it's gonna take you. But then it's not just about having that Shopify store. It's about choosing the right theme, choosing the right products, titles, you know, the headers, navigation on your website. Make sure everything is set up very easy. Look at some websites, let's say like Apple. When you go to apple.com, you see that everything is organized. You just go in, there is not much things going on the website. They have sections for iPhones, they have sections for iPods, they have sections for iMacs, they have sections for Macs. And then the minute like you go to iPhones, there is a drop down menu that tells you which iPhone would you like. iPhone X, iPhone XS, iPhone XR, whatever it is. And the same thing with iPods, the same thing with Macs, the same thing with iMacs. So everything is organized. But when you have a store that's, you know, full of products, completely different products. One is like sunglasses, and then next to it there is a watermelon cutter, and then next to it there is a water bottle. That doesn't make sense. At least make sure that everything is organized into collections, and make sure that your store is easy to navigate. And you will get penalized by Facebook for that as well. If a customer like goes into your website and they have like bad experience on your website, as I said to you in the previous episode on the podcast, that Facebook is becoming very, very concerned about the people that click on website through like Instagram or Facebook, because they send them feedback like a couple of days or maybe a week after, 2 weeks, depends, asking about the feedback and how was your store performing, how did they get what they wanted, how long was the delivery, and all of these kind of questions. Trust me, and if you're getting very bad feedback, you will struggle with your ads and you will be charged a lot. and I've said that to you guys. You might even be banned from advertising on Facebook. Remember, everything is connected. Make sure that everything is easy. Like when it comes to e-commerce, there are three main things that you need to do. It's setting up your store, finding product, customer service. This is all you have to worry about, nothing else. It's having that right product, setting up the store properly, having everything is tidy and nothing is a mess, and then focus on your customer service, especially when you dropship. Because remember, make sure that on your website you're stating that the product is going to take between 1 to 2 weeks to get delivered to the country where the customer is from. If you don't, then you will be bombarded with emails and bombarded with your customers' messages because you're not being like clear about the product. There are so many different ways you can mention this on your website, and it's very important. If you dropship, you must have a description under the product that says, please, due to the high volume of demand or whatever it is, the product is going to take between 2 to 3 weeks to get delivered to your house, to your address or whatever. And make sure that everything be genuine. You know, you're running a business. Trust me, you don't want to be like getting a lot of chargebacks from Shopify payment or from PayPal, and it's a headache. Trust me, I've been there, I've done that, and it's one of the worst things ever is when you get a chargeback. Because remember, when you get a chargeback and you don't, and the product has not been delivered, or there is some misunderstanding between you and the customer, you're going to lose that chargeback. And guess what? When you lose a chargeback, you get charged a fee. So if a customer buys a product from you that costs $49.99 and they go to their bank and they say, I never received my product, then the customer's bank is going to call Shopify payment and say, our customer never received this product, then guess what? You'll get a chargeback. And when you get a chargeback, there is a chargeback fee. If you lose the chargeback, there is a £15 or $15 fee that you will have to pay on top of the product you've sold to the customer. So if it's $49.99, you add that £15. And how much is that? That's a lot of money, guys. So you make sure you're very clear on your website that the product is going to take certain times before it gets delivered. Let's move away from this, because this is not today's topic. Today's topic is completely different. Today's topic is about the products you should have on your website. There are three kinds of products you need to have on your e-commerce shop, whether you're dropshipping or you have a branded e-commerce store. That means you have a brand, you're running a brand, so you're not dropshipping, you actually have like the products in your warehouse or whatever, and you're shipping it straight to your customers. Three types of e-com products that generate millions in the world. This is known for, like, if you do it properly, you can generate maybe 5, 6, 7 figure. It depends on you. It's, remember, 20% work produces 80% of the results. So make sure you stay focused and choose the right products for your e-commerce store, because all you really need is one good product that you can craft a great offer around and scale to the moon and change your bank account forever. Literally, that's all it takes. So although it's not the product alone that determines the success or failure of an e-commerce business, It's at the core of this money printing business module that, like, there are a lot of different kinds of involved in this thing. But let's start with the first one. The product, as I call it, the profitable product index. So as I said, I can't really dive in too deep into this for the sake of just keeping the podcast kind of short and sweet, so you can learn some value bombs from it. So there are three different types of products. So there are problem solving products. So the first is problem solving products. And what I mean by that, like, on the best e-commerce products stores right now, most of them are problem solving products. Either you go to, let's say, Amazon, for example, or Walmart or any other stores, most of the times the products that people buy are products that solve their problems. And it is like that in life as well. Whatever you do, you want something that can solve your problem that you're facing. Think about it. So most of our purchases online and offline, obviously, are to solve problems and make our life easier. So if you can focus on solving one problem that keeps one core group of people awake at night trying to find a solution for it, trust me, you're gonna make some big money. Mark Cuban says, Mark Cuban is a multi-billionaire. I'm sure you've heard of him. So he says I've heard one of his interviews, and he says, if you want to be rich, find a small problem and solve it. But if you want to be wealthy, find a big problem in the market and solve it. And trust me, you will become very wealthy. He's right. Look at all the big companies out there in the world now. Most of those companies, they are product solving companies. And if you can find that one product that can solve one problem, it could be a health problem. But I wouldn't advise like guys to drop your products that like pills or weight loss from China. Never ever do that, please. Someone might end up dying and then you will be sued. No, stay away from anything that can be swallowed. Sorry, stay away from all this chemical stuff, you know. Stay away from them, from this kind of stuff. Just focus on a product that solves a problem. It could be like anything really. Like, there is millions of products out there that can solve problems. So, and then the second product is the passion product. Although we all have problems, we're constantly looking to solve by buying e-commerce products, but trust me, people also spend a lot of money on their passion. Think about it, like people that love bikes, people that love music, people that like love surfing, you know, people that love tennis, golf. There's a lot of other products that are related to a passion. This is very, very important as well, and it sells a lot. And people spend a lot of money on their passion, as I said. Like I do. If I love music, I play guitar myself, and I do a little bit of singing. So I like buying guitars, not as much nowadays, but I used to a lot. So you can find products that have a very passionate audience, as I said to you. This is can be very profitable as well if you find a very passionate audience who have like a passion for a product. Then you can make some money on that as well. Like, as I said to you, there's so many different passion products out there: hiking, sports, animals, etc. So there is millions. Just choose the right one that maybe you are passionate about as well. Because remember, when you're passionate about something, it really does help as well. It really helps, because at least you're doing something you're very passionate about, and something that and then, as I said to you, if you're very passionate about something, it really does help, and it makes things easier as well. So you can find the products that suit your passion as well. And the third thing is called the perishable products. It's this kind of products that we need on a daily basis, like the stuff that we use, you know, like toilet paper, food, shaving creams, razors, etc., etc. There's millions of perishable products. You know, anything that can be replenished on a weekly or a quarterly, I don't know, like, let's say monthly basis, most of the products are replenished within between 2 to a month. So those kind of products as well are very, very important. There is a company, an e-commerce company out there that's called the Dollar Shave Club. Basically, store, they specialize on replenishing products on a monthly basis or a weekly basis. They sell shaving creams and shaving gels and, you know, razors to their audience. That's what they do. And also, just to clarify something, you know, there is a thing about these perishable products. If you get it right, you could sell your store for a lot of money, as I said to you. There is the Dollar Shave Club, as I said to you, the e-commerce store that sells the shaving stuff for a dollar. It's been acquired by a company for over $1 billion. So think about that. A company that's less than 4 years old, I think, or maybe even 5 years old. It's been acquired by a different company for over $1 billion.
And that's just crazy when you think about this kind of stuff. So yeah, just make sure you choose the right product market for yourself. Is it a perishable product? Is it a passion product? Is it a problem-solving product? Just think, you know, there's a lot of different products. And that's especially if it's something that you enjoy selling or you enjoy like doing, then that's even better. So this is not an easy kind of thing for beginners. You know, this is more for like kind of you know, advanced people as well, I would say, because it's very hard to find the right product that you could sell in your online store if you're only just starting. Because what you need to do when you're just starting is just testing until you find the right product, and then once you find that the winning product, then you go from there. But as I said to you, just make sure you choose the right product and test. That's all you have to do. There's a lot that goes into picking the perfect e-com product. So again, I recommend you check my e-commerce, you know, course that I've created, and I'm thinking about doing like a webinar soon, so I can teach you exactly, guys, how things are done. You know, also if you guys haven't like checked my Instagram, please do. It's Instagram.com/LordTheVibe. So it's Lord DA Vibe. So it's kind of easy to find as well. So make sure you follow me in there as well, so we can keep in touch. And if you have any questions, and I'm happy to answer, I answer most of my DMs as well. So make sure you follow me there as well. We can keep in touch. And if you have learned something from this episode today, please make sure you subscribe, like, share with your friends as well. And word of mouth means a lot to me. So guys, I hope you've learned some value bombs from this episode. And then again, I'll try my best to record as much episodes as I can, so I can share my knowledge with you guys. So again, have a nice day, and I'll see you soon. Take care. Bye bye.